Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to the Big E Sports Show. And you never know who's going to show up in our lineup, a last minute guest and schedule. Always a pleasure to have joining us James Hale, the senior writer from OU Insider and 1400 KREF. But James Hale is not in Norman, Oklahoma. Where in the world are you?
Hey, I'm already in Tallahassee, Florida. I just got checked in and haven't really seen the town or anything yet, but never been to Tallahassee. Been to a lot of stadiums, covered OU, traveling with a lot of teams, never Tallahassee.
Hey, what a compelling matchup we've got on hand this weekend between the Sooners and, as you're talking about, being on the road in Tallahassee and at Florida State. Oklahoma, I got to throw this stat out there. They've won five straight against them. How do you think this game's going to play out?
It's going to be a great matchup. I think Oklahoma's going to win the game. I mean, the same two teams played a year ago, and it was a 30-point game. Now, if you're going to tell me that home field advantage is worth 30 points and it's going to change dramatically, especially when both teams return about the same amount of starters, you know, then I'll totally become more enamored with going on the road. You know, I believe if you're good, you're good, and you're going to go play on the road. That being said, OU has been so good at home, E, that when they lose on the road, it's like they're not any good on the road. Well, that's because they never lose at home, and so here they're going 11-2 or something like that every year, and you're thinking, well, they don't win on the road. When in reality, they probably went, you know, 5-1 on the road, or, you know, 4-1 on the road, or something like that, if they lost a game. So it's interesting. It's always more difficult, especially when you're running an up-tempo offense, to be able to go on the road and run it. But I think Oklahoma's really confident. Landry Jones is an experienced quarterback, and boy, Oklahoma's loaded with weapons. I know Florida State's got talent, too, so it's going to be a great game.
You know, what a great breakout opportunity for Landry Jones, because you talked about, you know, you always have the naysayers and say, well, Oklahoma's not that good on the road, but, hey, what are they talking about? I mean, you think back to a year ago on the road, what, at Baylor, Oklahoma State, you know, Dallas at the Big 12 game, and at the Fiesta Bowl. I mean, this is just another opportunity for Landry Jones to strut his stuff and say, I can play and have my team win anywhere.
Well, I agree with you, and I think Landry's a better quarterback. He's had a great camp. The team has really become Landry's team. You know, when Austin Box passed away, a lot of the players turned to Landry for guidance, and Landry showed a maturity, even though he was in such pain inside because of the loss of his friend. Landry led has helped lead this team through that tremendous tragedy. Now, that tragedy's still with them. And, you know, they honored Austin at the first game, and I'm not sure who's on Saturday. I don't know who's going to wear number 12. But, you know, the fact that they are using, you know, the motivation of playing this season for Austin, and they wish he was here, has really demonstrated just how much Landry has grown up, because a lot of guys have turned to Christ because Landry is a devout Christian. And a lot of guys, when they saw one of their own teammates, you know, had fallen, that hit him right in the face. That, you know, because most kids, everybody, you know, they always think they're going to live forever.
Yeah.
That, you know, they don't sense that, you know, that they're just like the rest of us. And you and I were like that when we were young, too. But it takes some kind of tragedy sometime to bring you to real life. And Landry has been a tremendous leader for this team. And every one of them believes he's going to have a big game on Saturday. And I know the coaching staff does, too. He's looked great in camp. He had a good game against Tulsa, and they just feel like he's going to be ready to go to have a huge game.
I have to bring this up, too, because you just talked about how the team has so much respect to Landry Jones and what he stands for, what he represents, that he is a devout Christian. And I think back to the preseason when the Sooners, Landry Jones, Ryan Broyles, you know, Coach Stoops, they were all up at ESPN, and I remember them being on set and being asked, you know, what do you think? The question was directed to Ryan Broyles, his thoughts on Landry Jones, and he said, quote, he's like a father figure. Now, Landry seemed a little uncomfortable with that, but, I mean, that just shows just the true love and respect that this team has, and it is so much. In order to win that national championship, chemistry is everything.
Well, think about this. Ryan is the public star of this team. I mean, everybody in the country knows Ryan Broyles and how electric he is. Travis Lewis is the star and the voice of the team. I mean, Travis is going to tell everybody what Oklahoma's going to be doing and how they're going to do it, and by God, they're going to do it this
right.
way. Landry is the quiet quarterback that leads by example, that lives his life the way he's going to live it, and doesn't let outside influences get to him. He understands the role of being the starting quarterback at Oklahoma, and there's a great responsibility that comes with that. And he understands that, so he does the media deals. He wants to do the charity work. That's in what his life is all about. So he does that glamorously. But he handles all those responsibilities, and that includes when, you know, a player is troubled and needs a shoulder to cry on or needs somebody to talk to. Landry's door is always wide open. So with Ryan Broyles, you know, Ryan, when he came to OU, got lost a little bit, got into trouble. Didn't get to play his first year, has turned his life around, and Landry's led him to Christ. And he's so excited about that, Ryan is, and I think he was uncomfortable with that, because I don't think that Landry wants that talked about publicly necessarily, how much he means to the team and what they think of him. That was a public statement, and I think it caught, Landry off guard. But make no mistake about it, Landry's door is always open for everybody to come in, and they trust in what he says.
We only have a few minutes with James Hale this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. You can go to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And, James, just real quick, tell everybody where they can go and get subscribed to OU Insider.
Hey, just go to OU Insider, the 24/7 network. And I think if you're a Sooner fan or if you're a Big 12 fan and want to find out what's going on in realignment, and everything that's happening there, I think you'll enjoy it. And we've even got a little bit of a free trial going right now. So hopefully everybody will check it out.
Okay, give us a quick update. How is linebacker Travis Lewis? How's he doing? He's been out with a broken toe.
Well, Travis has put on cleats. He's worked out all week. Has not worked out at full speed. They don't expect him to play. But I also don't totally rule it out because he's been at every practice. He's been in full gear at every practice. And they say they're just getting the toe loose and just checking some things out. Well, you never know. I don't expect him to play, but if he doesn't play this week, there's a great chance he'll play against Missouri, certainly against Ball State.
Okay, my final question for you is, what are the keys against Florida State?
I think which team can protect the quarterback the best has the best chance. Both teams have prolific defensive ends, and they have, in my opinion, the advantage at defensive end against the opposing tackles. OU's really young at tackle. They start a senior who's played, now his second year as a starter. And the other side's a redshirt freshman that's played one game. And the third tackle, who they rotate in, is a former tight end, a former defensive end, who they think's going to be a pro as a tackle, but he's played one whole game at offensive tackle. And you're going against those defensive ends from Florida State, and that's the number one defensive line group in the country, according to many. So who protects their quarterback the best? And if Oklahoma protects Landry Jones, I think Oklahoma's going to win this game.
Oklahoma at Florida State. You're talking about two top five teams and national championship implications on hand. James Hale, always a pleasure. Safe travels, and we look forward to the game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Hey, thank you very much. Wish you were here.
Absolutely. I wish I was too. We're going to step aside. We'll be right back with much, much more.